Chapter 7 Part 1 When I got home, I found Mrs. Dane Calthrop sitting talking to Joanna. She looked ill.
"This has been such a shock, Mr. Burton," she said. "Poor thing, poor thing."
"Yes," I said. "It's awful to think of someone being so unhappy that they take their own life."
"Oh, you mean Mrs. Symington?" she asked.
"Didn't you?" Mrs. Dane Calthrop shook her head.
"Of course I am sorry for her, but it was going to happen sometime, wasn't it?"
"Was it?"
said Joanna. Mrs. Dane Calthrop turned to her.
"Oh, I think so. If you think suicide is the best way to escape from trouble, then it doesn't much matter what the trouble is. She would have killed herself one day because she was that kind of woman. Although she always seemed rather selfish to me, as though her life was more important than other people's. But I'm beginning to understand how little I really know anyone."
"So, who were you talking about when you said, 'poor thing'?" I asked.
"The woman who wrote the letters, of course. Oh, think how unhappy someone must be to do that. How lonely. That's why I feel so upset. Somebody in this town has been filled with that terrible unhappiness, and I did not know about it. I should have known. Poor thing."
She got up to go. I felt unable to agree with her, so I asked, "Have you any idea who this woman is?"
"Well, I can guess, but then I might be wrong, mightn't I?"
She went quickly to the door, then turned.
"Why have you never married, Mr. Burton?"
From anyone else, this would have been rude. But with Mrs. Dane Calthrop, I felt that she really wanted to know. "Shall we say," I said, "because I have never met the right woman?"
"We can say so," said Mrs. Dane Calthrop. "But it wouldn't be a very good answer, because so many men have obviously married the wrong woman."
And then she left. Joanna said,
"I really do think she's mad, but I like her. The people in the village are afraid of her."
"So am I, a little."
"Do you really think whoever wrote these letters is very unhappy?"
Joanna asked. "I don't know what she's thinking or feeling, and I don't care. It's her victims I feel sorry for." It seems strange to me now that in our discussions about poison pen's state of mind, we missed the most obvious one. Griffith had thought she would be pleased with what she had done. I had thought she must be sorry. Mrs. Dane Calthrop had been certain that she was suffering. Yet the obvious reaction we did not consider was fear. Because with the death of Mrs. Symington, the position of the writer of the letters was much more serious. The police were now involved, so it was even more important for the anonymous writer to remain anonymous. And if fear was the main reaction of the writer, other things would naturally happen. Things that I did not think about either, yet they should have been obvious.